Happy Monday, KMA Land, and welcome to the Double X Factor. On Mondays, it's great because Spencer Williams and I are here together, and here she is.
Yay! Hey, Sandy, how are you this Monday?
I'm fabulous.
Good.
Thank you.
Kind of. I mean, you know, you just said something to me, and I asked her to repeat it in this segment because it was so real and honest, and it's the topic this week, but tell me what you said.
Well, let's see if I can call it up again. I asked if we could talk about the topic of identity. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a milestone birthday coming up here really soon. And there's things like that, like age and body appearance and mm-hmm. weight. And who am I? Who am I now? And I think sometimes that can be a really rough road. For instance, you know, maybe you always were the rising star at work or something, and now maybe you're the elder wise one. Well, how do you deal with that transition? Who are you in this moment?
Right. And another piece of that is trying to live up to expectations of other people and what they think you should be. We're all going through these shifts, not only, like you said, with age, but this is a global pandemic. Mm. We've all changed a little in our identity because we've had to adjust. And just every other aspect of life, our identities shift. But it gets really hard when people say things along the lines of, you're not who you used to be.
Yeah. You know, it's probably a trigger for me. I really get a little riled up when people try to tell me who I am according to their ideal of me, because it's so unfair. If somebody's really doing the work of personal growth, you are hopefully evolving, right?
All the time. Right.
Like every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I've said before, I may say something today that I disagree with in a half an hour from now.
That is such a great point. And that's something we really work hard here on the Double X Factor, is accepting where we are. We still want things to be better in areas of our lives, but accepting where we are right now and understanding that this is who I am. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not always pretty.
Well, and I think, too, in relationships, we get really locked into perhaps ideals of who people are. And then sometimes when it gets uncomfortable, when one person grows and the other one chooses not to.
Ooh, yeah.
That can be really tricky and hard because you want that other person to come along with you or stay back where you are, depending on which position you're in.
Right. The other thing I think, too, that makes it tricky is, like you mentioned, you're going through an identity shift on your own. That alone is tough, to figure out your identity, let alone when you have people chirping in the background.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we can shift towards what we think people want instead of what it is we want.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot this week.
Yeah, it is. Deep, murky stuff.
We will put a positive spin on it somehow.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great topic. Thank you so much, Sandy.